Hi there, Poppers. It's Brian here again, and we are back again for another part of Honey, We've Changed Into Turkeys. But before we go into today's episode intro, I would like to take the time to say this week's promo is brought to us by the Monsters Playbook. So let's take a trip down the Infinite Hallway and check it out now.
The Infinite Hallway has been closed. It took a year for an unlikely trio to manage to seal dozens of holes in the fabric of reality. But I can see the threads of fate. I know there is more in store for them in this world and in another. I see Kira Ashwood, the journalist who still bears the scars from her cult days, rising in great and terrible power. I see the supernatural social outcast, Mark Clayton, his abilities expanding and evolving, growing without limit, without explanation. I see the one they've yet to meet, a sorceress from between worlds, yet drawn to power and burdened by legacy. I see the extra-normal investigator, Casey Davis, but for the moment, I am one of the few who does. I can see what's next. I can see it all unfolding, each chosen path. How does it end? Even I don't know for sure. Join us on the Monsters Playbook.
The Monsters Playbook is an actual play Monster of the Week podcast with new episodes released every other Tuesday. Come check us out on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It looks like Solomon was right, everyone. The town is really gone to the birds. And worse yet, they have human heads. What will the anti-biohazard team learn as they meet with their contact, the sheriff? Well, I don't want to keep you all in suspense for too long, so let's start the show.
Doesn't matter because I'm wearing a lab coat and goggles.
There's a fucking turkey, a 5 foot tall turkey following behind both of y'all.
Yeah. Also wearing a onesie.
So the first thing that Bud Light does, Sheriff Bud Light does, as he sees you, he reaches into his jacket pocket and he pulls out a Ken Griffey Jr. baseball card. You know, you might think I would be put off by all y'all, but my dad happens to work for the library. You might see him. He's a little spooky.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. Dewey Decimal System and all that. Cool.
This card actually belonged to my pappy. I got this from a demon man.
Oh. Very cool, man.
But I think it would be best for us all to retreat into the bar.
Well, if you say so. Chicky, keep the bus warm.
Chicky's giving two thumbs up.
You just hear in a slightly distorted voice, like, "Let's go to the bar."
Oh, can I analyze Hank's DNA yet?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
So I actually want you to roll for this. I want you to roll a investigative. Actually, no. Just roll sharp for this. Real sharp.
Okay. Oh, cool. I got a 12. Total. It was 2 fives and plus 2.
So, you're actually seeing in Hank's blood what's separating, and it seems like it's just dying and dissolving away. Looks like a green, like, monstrous little energy thing that was merging, that's being separating from the cells.
It's the virus?
No! God damn you! No! But I will say this, because you know science, because I imagine, because you said what was that term you called the turkey before?
I don't remember. What did I call it?
It was like you. I can't remember the specific word that you used. Was it like Euclidean?
Oh, are you talking about the Euclidean thing?
Thank you. Well, it's not Euclidean. The better terminology might be Eldritch. It looks like this was some Eldritch DNA. That was with Mr. Hank.
I had a thought, but I don't know if I would be involved in any of this. So I don't know.
I gotta do my BRB now, sorry.
Oh, we can take a quick break real quick if everyone wants to.
Sorry. I just gotta order dinner.
You're good, dude. Let's.
Yeah, I just got another alcohol drink.
And I'm actually going to transition us to straight inside the bar. And the best way to paint this is your typical survivor scene. It's the last remnants of the city. It's the last few people. And they're all huddled in there and they're just trying to get by. They see you all walk in and
they're probably a little more weirded out.
A little glimmer of hope is actually in their eyes. Sheriff takes off his headphones. And he goes, "Alrighty, y'all. So I imagine the library didn't give you much information to go on."
Nope, not at all.
Little to none.
Yeah, my pa always tells me they don't give much their teams much to go with. Y'all are expected to do all the work out here, do all the legwork. So, the best I can tell y'all is we got the request for Mr. Guthrie to come into town, and he said he was going to be playing a new variation of his old classic song, Alice's Restaurant.
You can't mess with the classics, man.
I don't trust it.
But
you mess with the classics, you get a turkey apocalypse. No offense, sorry.
No, I'm taking, boss.
I got my noise canceling headphones ready. If need be, I'll just read lips.
But it's just really, it's really odd though, because around the time of the concert, I did notice a lot of strange individuals in some hood.
Cult members?
Teenagers?
I'm just gonna nod, like, mm-hmm, cult members?
I'm not really gonna lie, I thought they were some LARPers. Because we get a lot of them in the park, you know, them kids that like to pretend them knights and, like, hit each other with the foam swords. Like, I don't get it, but I think it's adorable, but, yeah.
Imagination's a wonderful thing, man.
Exactly. So I just thought of some people pretending to be like wizards and stuff. Now,
when you mess with nature, nature tends to mess back at some point.
Now, if I could point a finger to someone who might have a little more to give y'all, you might want to talk to old crazy Aggie.
Hmm? Who'd be that?
Oh, okay. Now, I'm going to introduce y'all. I will point y'all over to where she is, but she's a little eccentric, y'all.
King Bunny blinks and looks at himself and then looks at him. Like, you're really talking to someone like dressed like this that about someone being eccentric.
Son, this is 2020. I don't ask any questions. I'm very accepting. Crazy Aggie, that she says that she had to deal with Baba Yaga.
Ooh.
You're just dressed fabulously.
Yeah, thanks, man.
So she talks about, like, the old country and, like, old legends and things. So she might have the knowledge, because she's been giving me that I told you so look the past few days. Oh, wait, she's doing it right now. And he points, and you see this old woman with, like, with her right eye closed and one and her left eye bugged out, like, giving the evil eye to the sheriff. Okay, let's not mince words. She looks like goddamn the stepmother when she was in the witch form from Snow White.
Mm-hmm. All right, so if I'm allowed to.
What a lovely young lady.
I'm gonna turkey strut my little turkey ass right on over to this lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to look at her and I'm going to be like, ma'am, may I have a word with you?
She looks at you.
And I'm going to just kind of like, you know, please, I have just a few questions.
She looks at you and she looks like she's like working her jaw until she finally like does a, and like spits to her side. She hawks out some, because she's chewing, doing some chewing tobacco.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to test that DNA.
Alrighty there, son. You won't, your little flirtatious methods won't work on me, turkey boy. I'm wise to your ways. What are you? Some kind of turkey go? Some kind of different version of a wendigo?
I'm a were-turkey, ma'am. And this is not me trying to be flirtatious. I'm merely asking a few questions. The sheriff said you might know some things about what's going on with all these other weird humanoid turkeys running around this here damn town.
Mr. Ware Turkey, I see the way you're addressing me with your eyes. But anyway, I think I might just know exactly what could be potentially going on.
Oh yeah, ask him his name.
You know what? The smart one back there is actually quite right. It's quite rude to talk to someone without introducing yourself first. What is your name, Mr. Ware Turkey?
I forgot. Forgive my unkind manners. My name is Stuffs. Stuffs McGobble.
I want to do something evil.
She just looks at you.
All right, you've just gotten me over and over and over. We'll talk later, Mr. Stuffs.
And she gives you, she winks with her one good eye.
So what do you want to know, lover boy?
I'm so glad I'm not the one that went talking to this lady.
So I still have that investigative mystery hole.
Yes, you do.
I think now is a pretty good time to use that, wouldn't you say?
Question would you like to ask?
I'm going to ask the one that usually ends with a dead body.
What's being concealed here?
What is being concealed here?
A book.
Oh.
A book.
A book.
You say, is this book some sort of
Oh, yeah, Brian, you need to tell him how he...
Oh, no.
Wait, what was that, Sean?
I was just saying, you need to tell him how he picks up on the book, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I have some questions after this, though.
So, it's actually... So, when you first entered the barn, you felt something calling you.
Ooh. May I roll a sharp to see what's calling me?
Yes, you may.
I'm feeling very dangerous with good old Stuffs here.
Because what you feel like is calling you is saying... Come learn. I have so much to give.
How do they spell come?
C-O-M-E, you pervert.
Well, I mean, they're calling for Stuffs McGobble, and everyone knows that's a porn name.
So, I hope this is enough.
Mm-hmm.
But I got an 8. I got a 5 plus a 4 minus 1.
So, that is actually the number I wanted. So I'm going to say you matched it. There's a green glow from a behind a painting.
So I had another question. Can I roll sharp to see if I would know what this book is?
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Roll it for me.
Come on, Bones. Come on, Bones.
Oh, yeah, Brian. I want to say that Sheldon was working on something while the conversation with...
Yes.
That is another 8.
Old lady, because after hearing all the talk of Baba Yaga, Sheldon wants to do a weird science.
Oh, no. Roll for me, Sean.
And because I'm using my area of study, because I'm looking at this, and I'm just like, okay.
I got an 8. I got another 9 minus 1.
Okay. So... Oh my god, this is good. Sean, go ahead and roll for it. And Nick, in the recesses of your mind, a name crosses And you remember now. You've heard tales.
Oh.
Of course.
Here we go.
Of the Gobblenama, crafted with skin from the flesh of hellish birds.
Oh, Lord.
The blood of the cockatrice.
The cockatrice?
We're trying to move away from the porn.
God damn it!
Seeing as I know what the book is, would it be safe to assume I knew some certain things about said book? I'm sorry, folks.
You might have heard tales of a certain being named Whispered the Cluckthulu.
Boo!
I got some questions.
Okay.
I'm not going to say any more yet.
Yes, Jen?
Okay, so this woman is clearly human, right?
Yes, she is.
Okay, collect that DNA sample.
We got to know what this woman is.
Check that DNA sample.
Ryan, I want to do something goofy. I'm using a luck point.
Has she been infected? Is she a normal human? Is she something else? Oh man, I didn't realize this was meditation time.
The older woman starts to get younger and younger. Because your scanner says ink.
Ink.
Ink. She's made of ink.
Eldritch ink.
This is a trick. Oh. A tricky trick. Where's the guy that brought us here? Is he still here? The sheriff dude?
She just walks over to the painting, pulls out this horrifying book with a piece of a beak.
Oh, dang.
Hands it to the were-turkey and says, I was just stopping by to drop this off. I got a rash to deal with.
Steph looks up at the lady and goes, ma'am?
Oh, no.
You finally caught on, son.
I very much appreciate this. And all, I don't know how close any of you are to this. And I don't know if I'm going to say this. I don't know if, well, I guess I'm going to have to say it kind of loud. Because, you know, what's getting ready to happen might get a little crazy. But I did. There was a warning at the beginning of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I look at the book and I look at everybody else. And Steph goes, everybody, I'm going to say some crazy shit here. And y'all just going to have to bear with me. But I think I might have a solution. And Steph goes, Klaatu, Barada, Nikto. And Brian, what does the book do?
I actually, because at the same time he says the words, by the way.
It has to be a turkey version of it, man.
The version that needs to be said for the book. That's perfect. Sean kind of picked up what I was laying down about this woman. Because she calmly walks to the front door and goes, I think you've all had it a little too easy, and walks out the door, leaving it open. And that's when I want everyone to roll a sharp roll.
Okay, but Brian,
yep.
I was doing the weird... Okay, so I realize this, but my character doesn't realize this, and I'm going to throw a very big loop on you. I'm throwing a very big loop on you.
Okay. What were you going to do with your weird science?
Because Sheldon was working with his area of study with alchemic recombination. But here's the thing. I'm using a luck point on this.
Oh, God.
I am as well. I'm going to use a luck point for the sharp roll.
Oh, I got 11 on the sharp roll, by the way.
Guess what my luck special does?
What does your luck special do?
Your weird science weapon or a tool you've recreated through weird science gives itself an unexpected upgrade.
What are you doing?
Unexpected.
So this is what I'm thinking. because he was throwing this together just to do an experiment here, like this old lady. He hears this, and he throws this concoction at the woman. And this is what I'm saying. I'm going to text you what I'm thinking, Brian.
Okay, go ahead.
Because I want to give you, I want to see you play with this.
Okay, I got an 11 total.
Oh my god! And you guys all successfully do not turn into turkeys because everyone in the bar starts to transform as you all see their eyes glowing green. But you all just hear them singing, "You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Walk right in, it's in around the back." And they're all just doing that in unison.
All right, I gotta make sure I got the name right so you get the reference.
Did I need to roll a sharp? Because if I did, I rolled a 3, and I was going to burn a luck point to make that.
You're
a
fine. Success. No. I actually, don't worry. I heard when you said that, so you actually easily passed that.
I got a 7.
You passed.
Okay. I never took my hoodie off anyway, so.
Would you have to roll to fail if a 3 made it?
6. You had to get a 6.
He used a luck point to get an. You have a set number of luck points, and every time, you never get them back for your characters. But you can always spend one to automatically succeed a roll. You go from whatever you rolled to a 12.
And I'm going to tell you right now, you might think that number is a really low, but this is the best rolling series I've ever seen. Because normally someone will get less than a 6. It's usually pretty quickly. So no, the magic number I've been waiting for was either 6 or lower when I've been asking.
Oh. Well, cool. So what happens to Stuffs after, everything's said and done?
Well, actually, I was just waiting for... So while Sean's still writing that, I'm happy because the minute you say the words, an eye opens up on the front of the book, looks at you.
You're the new keeper of the book. What is your name, Master?
My name is Stuffs McGobbles, Mr. Book.
Oh, god damn it, what the fuck? No, I fucking refuse to call you that. Your name will be goddamn Tom Turkey, you fuck.
It's a poor name.
I refuse. Now, Master Tom.
I mean, just because I found him on the set of Goblin Girl 17 doesn't mean he's important anymore.
You better tell me you washed your hands before you picked me up.
Yes,
Book. What was his like first porn? It was like Stuff McGobbles, Cars and Thanks Groping Day.
Sean, you didn't. That's what you want to do it for? Okay.
Yeah, I think that makes some sense for an upgrade considering what I just said the shake was supposed to be, and I just souped it up with my luck.
You just made the lore worms yunk.
No. What I did is...
You just made a what?
No. What I did was, if you remember that episode, I did that. So now, she is a separate entity.
Oh.
Peace.
God damn it. So, what I was doing, guys, is this was a being called the Lore Worm, an avatar of it.
Oh, Lord.
Sheldon just gave the avatar its own life.
And now we have a teenage girl.
Yeah.
Oh, why do you have to say that right now?
And now I have to roll for this.
Oh no.
Because now she's looking in horror at you because you've given her life as a human.
Which means that she also gets death as a human, which is a bonus.
And she looks at you in horror as she starts to turn into a turkey.
Okay, then we have to re. Okay, like, Sheldon's like, oh shit. And that reminds me, I had a roll sharp too.
Yes.
Would she know how to undo this turkey shit?
Well, There's a problem.
That's a 9 for my shark.
Pass. Here's the problem with that, guys. Because her eyes glow green and she starts singing the song. And that's when the book is going to look up at Mr. Stuffs and go,
Master, the more they hear the tune, they're going to hear the commands. Ball might want to start running.
Back to the bus?
I think as we're running to the bus, I'm just like, Mr. Book, how do we fix this shit?
Sheldon is going to run for the bus, but also going to pick up the his new teenage turkey daughter.
Oh, Lord.
She just looks at you. She's singing the song until she gets on the bus. So is everyone heading to the bus?
What did he make her out of?
Yeah.
Okay. I will explain everything about her here in a second for you, Jen. So, you all get to the bus. Because you chose to get to the bus, you don't have to fight any of the turkeys. The minute you're on the bus, and because Mr. King Bunny said to be playing music on the bus the entire time, you notice Annie's eyes stop glowing the minute you close the door of the bus and you can't hear the music outside anymore.
I had a feeling.
Time for a DNA sample.
I think it's time to break it down.
Okay, well, the first DNA sample that you took, it came
from the turkey girl.
From her, originally showed up as Eldritch Ink. Now it's reading as it would read human, but it's now being overwritten with Eldritch Energy.
Eldritch Turkey? Yeah.
Buster.
Yes, Mr. Book.
Is there a way to come up with an antidote?
Point me to the scientist.
Alrighty. Hey, Dr. Schmolzer, look! And I'm just gonna hold the book out in front of me, like, pointing the beak side of it at the doctor. Be like, hey, the book wants to talk to you!
Oh, okay.
Talk to the book! I'm just gonna hold the book there.
So, scientist.
Uh-huh.
I tell you this now. Then the sounds.
Well, that was the first thing that I figured.
You have to stop the song.
I mean, it's time to drown it out.
Oh.
Is there a source? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
I would like to figure out how to build something that can create a sound that would be the exact opposite.
So I'm going to have you roll a weird for that to do that. But did you just ask about a source?
Yes.
Oh, actually, allow me. I still have a question for my investigate. Where did it go?
There you go.
There it is.
Where it all began. At the show, the Turkey Grower's Farm.
To the farm, Cheeky! I'll be on the roof.
Okay, yeah, while you're driving, I'm going to figure out how to build this machine that will make the sound. The opposite sound.
There is an exterior speaker system on the bus.
I know. We're in a streaming bus. I figured that out.
I have a fun thing for this weird science role, because Sheldon can actually help out, because he does have a rare or weird component, because he analyzed the original song, he has the frequency.
Here's the fun part, though, in character.
You ready to mix in my music?
In character, would I trust you to do that?
Well, that sounds like I'm going to need to manipulate someone.
Oh, wait a minute. Yes. It's actually good, Jen. So, go ahead and roll your manipulate, Sean.
All right. That is a 10. That is a 7.
Let me just check the sheet real quick, because that's a mixed success, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So, that is... There we go. So I'm 7 minutes. Okay. Now, They'll do it, but only if you do something for them right now to show that you mean it.
That's for a normal person, but I think that fits for here because I want to RP this out. I think Sheldon just speaks up and goes, look, I know we have our differences, but I literally just caught us a piece of that damn thing that they said they were going to pay us the big bucks. If anyone find any information on it, and he points at the turkey, because this is that thing that made that jive-talking angel turn into an old man. At least a piece of it. Why the hell did it know the name Raj? No one calls the names of their child Raj, except for maybe freaky angel people. And I got the frequency right here, because I may be a college dropout, but I am a college dropout that just, you know, did that. Turned Eldritch Inc. into a human. You got it on your scan, your science right there that I know what I know. At least have an inkling of what I'm doing.
Damn.
Gotta listen to me on this, bro. Wait. Is Smolder a girl or a boy? I just realized.
We forgot to even ask.
A girl.
Okay, then I'm figuring it up, guy. You gotta give me that. I literally just turned a pile of ink into a human being. That's something.
Okay, whatever. You tell Mom this is my Christmas present for her.
Yes! Yes!
Fair enough.
That's fucking great.
Oh my god. So, you guys are going to be heading to the Turkey Girls farm.
Are the turkeys going to try and get in our way? Because there were a lot of turkeys out there, weren't there?
There is.
I would like to do something because I had a thought for this, just to make sure they don't get in our way.
I'm actually going to let you go first.
Hmm?
You go ahead. Tell me what you want to do.
Well, because I have a special move
mm-hmm.
that I was wondering if I could use kind of for this.
Mm-hmm.
I have a move called You, Me, Dancing.
Oh.
It lets me play music near a monster and get it to start dancing. So I want to try and use the music from my bus to basically control the turkey people to stay out of our way so we can get to the source. You know?
Okay. So, this is actually a really good idea because...
Because King Bunny's already on top of the bus, so...
Because I'm going to say the very large figure that you were told about, you can clearly see coming from the distance. It looks very large, but its eyes are not glowing like all the other small turkeys. So go ahead and do your move for me. Do you have to roll for it?
Yeah. Roll postpone. Oh, God. Oh. Okay. One dice fell off the desk, so I'm re-rolling that one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is a 12 altogether.
What song are you playing?
The Bunny Hop. Techno Bunny Hop. I don't have an actual song, but it is basically King Bunny's theme.
Okay. So what's going to happen is this. So what happens first this is the little turkeys all jump off because you see the very large one in the background stop, stand still, and then slowly it moves its arms into a bunny position. Into like a bunny arm position, and then you see all the other little turkeys raise its arms, and they all start doing bunny hops, and they all are mimicking the large one, its action. And then for some reason it goes into the Thriller dance.
Should have done the hokey pokey instead, bro.
Oh, you want to dance off?
We'll say it finishes.
You're dance-offing with King Bunny?
But yes, all of the turkeys are dancing around you.
He does Thriller, I do, shit, what was it? Smooth Criminal, there we go.
Oh! The group, as you're driving off to the turkey grower's farm, it just responds with the instinct, with the bye-bye-bye. And you guys get to the turkey grower's farm. And what you're going to be greeted to, the sky had a normal tinge to it, but here everything is just has a otherworldly green tinge to it. And in the center of the farm area, there is a massive stage set up. And now surrounding it is just people in cloaks. And there's Arlo Guthrie still playing the same song, Alice's Restaurant.
So we have that old country song. Kind of country, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have a country song going up against...
More of a folk song.
Okay, so we got an old-fashioned folk song, guitars and all that, going up against Techno Rabbit. Oh, God, that's not going to sound good.
How did my reverse song come?
So, reverse engineer.
Yeah.
And because of that boost you got from the Weird Science, I love how perfectly that works.
Because family and blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You've devised one other little trick for it. There's a little slot as if it looked like it would be for like a VHS tape, but in reality, it's for inserting the book.
Inserting a book into my computer, into the streaming system?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
I don't know why that's there.
I think if I notice that, I'm going to walk over.
Well, that's because this is what Professor Schmolder added into the streaming console.
Huh.
Yep, you're welcome.
So I'm going to go over and I'm going to shove my fucking book in that slot.
Do it.
I'm doing it. I'm shoving that book in that slot. What's going to happen? What do I need to do? Do I need to roll something for that?
Well, actually, this is when you're going to find... You're giving...
Master, I'm going to give the evil truth flesh so you can breathe. So you can do the full banishment with now. I begin the anti-spell.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga. When I get this feeling. And so that starts blasting out of your loudspeakers. And you just hear a...
gobble, gobble.
And the stage splitting open. Arthur Guthrie finally stops playing, jumping in horror from the stage. Giving true flesh now. You see coming before you, 15 feet high, in the shit with green feathers, dragon wings, and the head of a cephalopod. This is the mighty Cluckthulhu.
Jesus, Christmas trees us.
Well, time to fire the laser cannon.
Roll the kick some ass for me, please.
Yeah.
Because you've given the evil flesh and the anti-spell is still going because he's angrily just holding his head.
Oh no! This is the first time I've rolled so low!
Use luck!
You can use a luck.
I'm gonna use luck. Yeah, I'm gonna use luck. By the way, just so that you know, I rolled a 2 and a 1 and I get a +2. Still would have been a 5.
Yeah, so burn a luck.
Burn a luck.
Yeah, burn in luck.
Does actual scientist have anything happen that when you burn a luck?
Oh,
it'll stay like luck special near the.
Yeah, exactly. Because you might get something fun with it.
Luck, blah blah blah, blah blah blah, blah no, blah 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 no.
Let's see. Da-da-da-da. No, they don't seem to have a special for the luck.
Nah.
Okay, well that's still good then too, because you don't have to worry about having a back.
Yep. Laser cannon is a 2 harm, by the way.
Okay, but so doesn't that, because it's actually acting as a 12, don't you actually get the, so let me double check real quick for when you're kicking some ass. Because that's technically a 12 when you're using a luck roll, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you get the kick and enhanced effect. Do you want to completely hold the advantage? So all the other hunters get a +1 forward. Do you want to suffer no harm? all your attack inflicts double the normal harm. Your attack drives the enemy away. And, well, that's the only one that won't happen.
Let's make it easier for everyone to hit.
Cool. All right. Everyone else, you're going to get a plus one.
Sweet.
Nice.
I'm going for the pitchfork stibby stab.
But so you see the professor just whip out this laser and just fire it through.
Oh, it's quiet. It's quiet, by the way. It's two harm, far, and quiet with batteries.
So it's not going to drown out the music. Good to know.
No. Oh, yeah.
So that's going to do two harm, correct?
Yeah, two harm.
Oh, yeah, he felt that. But he's still, because the music is still going, the reverse spell is going, he's still holding his head. You guys can still go. Because all he hears is just that ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka.
Sheldon's hopping out of the bus with his banana launcher primed and ready.
Kicks his ass!
He's got a daughter to protect now. He's made life somehow.
The turkey is just like, go, new dad!
Oh, wow. Oh, boy. Oh, my word.
Remember, you get a plus one as well on top.
Oh, then that's a 14.
Gah! Oh, my God.
That was a 5, a 6, and a 2 plus 1.
So what is your extra effect?
All right. I ain't.
You don't have to worry about taking any harm because, like I told you, he's holding his head.
Yeah. Music beats smoke. Not really. All music is good, but you know what I mean.
So here's my first question. How much harm do you do?
My harm is, let's see. Well, I'm going to inflict extra harm because I'm going to shoot him right in the gobble maker. And I'm shooting him with my goo gun / banana launcher. Does 3 harm, far, messy area. Fire, reload, and unreliable.
Wait. Hold on. Did you just say fire?
Yes.
Let's go.
He's especially weak to fire.
So doubled and then extra damage from fire?
I'm choosing my extra move is... Wait, I said, yeah, I'm doing extra... No, not double. That's not advanced. I don't have advanced. So I just do 1 more harm, so it's 4 harm.
Okay.
You have to get advanced before you can use advanced options.
Gotcha. So then he's going to take extra harm from the fire. So we'll just say all together, you do 6.
Is the turkey still up after that?
I will let you know. He is halfway through.
Oh, all right.
So in D&D terms, he's bloodied.
Yes, he is bloodied. He is bloodied. And now he's still holding one hand to his head, but one hand to his crotch. And he's just screaming,
right in the giblets.
I think at this point, Stuffs is coming barreling off the damn bus with his pitchfork raised. And he's going straight for the junk as well.
God damn it. Kick some ass for me, man.
What'd you get?
Oh, yeah, Brian, just one suggestion since this is your first time doing runs for the week.
Mm-hmm.
We could still potentially take harm from this.
Oh, because, okay, I'm sorry.
Because you do have the turkeys hopping back and forth, bunny hopping around.
Oh, true. Very true. Yeah. Very true.
Yeah, like if you set up effect things where it weakens the amount of harm, you can still, there's other situations too, because you know, like, or we, or you know, like when the gopher hole.
So I have a question.
Yes.
We have plus one on all forward rolls, right? So if I had, like, let's say a negative one on tough, that would just cancel it out.
Yes.
So I got a 6 plus a 6 then.
Nice! 12! Another max without using a luck point.
Alrighty.
You're welcome.
So what are you going to do?
And I'm going for the inflict terrible harm. But I want to, like, I want to try and, like, this probably is not possible, but, you know, I'm throwing this out here. I want to use the pitchfork to lift him off the ground and use that to apply that extra point of damage.
Holy giant monster, turkeys poppers. It looks like, with the help of the Gobblenomicon, they were able to bring the evil into our world and stuff it a new one. Will this cure everything? We will have to wait till the next week for the conclusion of Honey, We've Changed Into Turkeys. And if you've enjoyed today's episode, remember to leave us a review. It helps us out on the long run. Follow us on Twitter at Dungeons & Pop. And if you would like to talk with the cast, you can find us over at Cast Junkie Discord server. So, poppers, till the next one.